Do you want to just tell us how you got started, your origin story, and how you guys came to be who you are now?
Jay and I met in Denver after both transferring there from other places, him Boston, me here. And we kept our music stuff very separate for a long time. We started playing together and realized that we had kind of a cool thing going, and then Hot Sauce Universe became named that because we were in that phase of, like, any euphonious phrase. It's like, oh, band name, you know, yeah. So we had Moon Scooter and Refracting Light Situation. We didn't want to pigeonhole ourselves into any sort of genre-specific anything, and I brought him some dinner one night at home and was like, can I get you anything else? And he was like, just all the hot sauce in the universe. I was like, Hot Sauce Universe, band name. And it stuck.
It stuck, yeah. And at first it was just guitar and vocals. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then she played a hat box for a while. She like had some bracelets around her wrist playing like an old hat box. And
to get a clack sound on the side and then a deep tone down in the center.
Mm-hmm. And then we were at a gig in St. Louis and somebody came to set in with us and they had they brought the Slaptop Cajon. And she fell in love with it and we went and got that. And that broadened our sound, and then somebody gifted me a loop pedal, and so that broadened our sound.
Broadened it that
and
much
so,
more, yeah.
You know, it's kind of grown from there.
Yeah,
it started out as like acoustic soul, just really chill, lots of like Etta and Aretha and stuff like that, some old Sam Cooke tunes and mm-hmm. all that. And now it's evolved into this really groove-based, like
funk
there
jam
are
band
yeah funk yeah kind of acoustic yeah. jam funk.
Just kind of making it your own.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah. So the song that we're featuring today is called Back Off Dude. Could mm-hmm. you tell us how that came to be?
Well, I started writing it about a million years ago. Mm-hmm. It was just...
That's an old one, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very... The first two verses are very old. And I just... Really, I was just... It was like a sassy woman thing. I was like dating in my early 20s and was just like, back off, dude. You mm-hmm. don't know what you're doing. You know, we brought it back up when we wrote our EP. I wrote another verse to it, and this could be any gender, but it was specifically about men, boys, who are too pushy, too persistent. You know, one of the lines is something about you start out playful, then it turns around into hateful. You think you gotta persist, like your manhood is at risk, but your manhood was gone when she told you to run along,
Word.
And you stayed up in her business, basically.
Yeah.
and crossing lines, crossing boundaries, and women getting hurt because of that, and well, and then we do the gospel jam at the end, and then that's sort of the interesting
kind of the comic
relief.
So to speak, yeah.
Yeah.
She'll make your breakfast, choose how you dress. She'll tie your shoelace string, call you a handsome thing. But if you think that you can own me, well, you must be insane. Now clearly you're not listening. Well, you got the situation twisted. Now hear me, just hear me. Back off, it's not my loss, you're just a boy. Got better things to do than to lay up in your bed. I know you think you're cute, and I don't mean to be rude, but if you think that that'll do, you got another thing coming. Did you just touch me? You should be running. You know it's boys like you that by the time that they are through, they've crossed a line, they can't undo just what's been done. At first you're being playful, then it turns round into hateful. You think you gotta persist, like your manhood is at risk. But your manhood was gone when she told you to run along, but you stayed all up in her zone instead of leaving.
Truly believe that music is communicating.
Oh, yeah.
And as humans, we're all really just vibrations, and communicating with music is really, really at its core one of the most magical things we have access to.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, I love all kinds of music. I'm a music fan across the board, and
it's
I understand the process, you know, to make it as raw and real and to really do the best you can as a musician to tap into as much magic as possible. The live element is the way to go, because there's the interaction between us and there's the interaction of the transfer of energy with us and whoever's in the room.
Is there anything else coming up that we should look out for that you want to promote?
The live recording.
The album.
The live recording, yeah. So so the album is called According to Lore, and thusly so is the event. It's happening in Dunlap. It's happening this Friday, the 27th. There are still a few tickets available, and so the idea, the studio is incredible. It's a converted chapel, and so it's just this one big room, and there's pianos and bongos and congas and just all these beautiful instruments in the space, and these ornate rugs, and we just get to set up, and everybody's going to be in these like vintage chairs, and there's a couple of sofas that they throw out there, and you just get to be there, and it's a beautiful listening space.
Rock Solid Studio.
Yeah, Rock Solid Studio in Dunlap. It's going to be worth it. We're sitting down and playing the album the way that we want it to be played, like in the order that we want it to be played. We're just doing it live. We'll maybe do some storytelling in between, but it's just an hour long, come and get to know us, and here's our music, man, you know? And then it's going to be cut and processed as the album.
Yeah, we're incredibly excited and incredibly grateful.
So
like we mentioned earlier, we made a pact a long time ago to make all of our music live, and doing our full-length album recording in this way had kind of been on the back burner for us for a little while.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in
thank
today.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure
us.
Talking
was
to you guys.
Chatting,
you guys are really easy to talk to. So
likewise, man.
It was a good time.